Greetings, radio friends, in the ever precious name of our wonderful Savior, the Lord Jesus, with another holy privilege of coming to you with the Word of God, God's eternal Word of Truth. We continue our study in the second epistle and chapter 3 of Timothy, where we have been discussing and looking at the conditions described by the Spirit of God in the last days of Christianity. These conditions are described in the first 5 verses of 2 Timothy chapter 3. They are 18 in number, and we are considering them very carefully in their order. We have found the description of the last days of Christianity have been already mentioned as being selfishness, covetousness or money-loving, boasters and proud. May I again read the words from beginning to the end? This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. These are the descriptive words written by the Spirit of God through His servant Paul, relating to the conditions of the end of the Christian age. We now touch upon the fourth condition, which we mention now as being blasphemers, or the fifth rather. Paul, writing, said that in the last days men should also not only be boastful and arrogant, but they would be blasphemers, the word literally meaning they are evil speakers. Oh, beloved, how much in the world today in human conversation is evil speaking, and thus blaspheming the holiness and the character of God, and of Christ, and of His Spirit, and of His Scriptures of truth. And oftentimes, language that is so used that is contrary even to the decency of humanity. And we see much today that is in the spirit of blasphemy. All of it is opposition to God. All of it is opposition to the Spirit of God. Paul himself, you may recall when we studied the first epistle of Timothy, reminded us that before he was converted, he too was a blasphemer. For what he meant, though unknown to him, though not realized by him, he was in violent opposition to the very purposes of God, though he thought, he was thinking he was doing the will of God. But he considered himself as one who was opposed to the very purposes of God, and he rightfully was, which he found out to his salvation. But always we think of these descriptions, blasphemy, the word meaning evil speakers. You know, beloved, may I say it frankly, it is a joy when you find somebody that speaks clean. I remember reading the story of a little chap who was a Christian. He worked with companions older than he, non-Christians, and many of them who used vile language. And on one occasion, one of his companions said to the little chap, "What can you do? You're nothing but a kid. You can't do anything for Christianity." The boy looked up at the man and spoke. He said, "I can do something you can't do." "What's that?" the fellow said. Said the lad, "I can talk without swearing." Oh, beloved, would to God that everybody could say that. But in the last days, evil speakers, speaking not only evil language, speaking evil of many people, speaking evil of many things. But now note the next word, the next characteristic. How true it is today, prevailing in the families of the world. Disobedient to parents. Oh, what words are these? One of the greatest problems that I find many of my Christian companions raise in relation to their conditions at home is the question of discipline and guidance for their children. The question, how far can they go? How far should they go in relation to that which is their own conviction, that which their children should do, that to which their children should go, where their children should be? Oh, beloved, there is no doubt, and I say this very carefully and reverently, I believe fully, that the children of today have great difficulties. For I believe, I don't know whether you do, but the Word of God is very clear in its teaching about it, I believe that there is no question of doubt. There are satanic and demonic influences prevailing in this world in greater power than ever before. For as I read my Bible, I read that my Bible states that the power of Satan will be the greatest upon the earth that has ever been known at the coming again of our Lord Jesus Christ. And with all of his power and with all of his demonic influences of demonic and evil spirits, these conditions today are certainly bearing upon every phase of life. And I do not hesitate to state that I believe even our children, the children of this age, are certainly being impelled and compelled to do things that many of us would never have thought to do when we were young. And in it and with it there comes that disobedience, that rebellion to discipline, that rebellion to parental authority, disobedience to parents. I certainly sympathize, completely sympathize, with all my fellow believers who are concerned with bringing up their children in the admonition, the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. But there is a difficulty, and it prevails, and I'm sure that every one of us confesses it, especially we who are older. The children may not see it in the light that we older ones, nor in the light of the Word of God. But may I say, if it's a child, if it be a young person who is listening to my voice, may you take the warning of the Word of God regarding the conditions of the last days of Christianity. And one of the prevailing conditions is that children will be disobedient to parents. And then may I give a word of exhortation and admonition and encouragement to godly Christian parents. Do your utmost in prayer as well as in example, as well as in admonition of word, to bring your children up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. God will give you grace. God will give you wisdom. God will give you power. Oh, that God might speak to us. For in the realm of the families today, we have this outstanding weakness. Children are disobedient to parents. And oftentimes, it can be the parents' fault. A friend of mine once said, everything in the modern home today is operated with a switch, except the children. Ah, beloved, there's no question of doubt. Parental discipline has been entrusted by God to all the parents of the world. And that discipline, it is their responsibility and stewardship to seek to bring their children in the manner of life that God would have them walk, and in the character of testimony they should be. Oh, may I leave the thought with both parents and children. The last days of Christianity are marked by this prevailing weakness. And then you have another word following. Unthankful. Unthankful. Oh, beloved, we live in a thankless day. When there is so little appreciation for even the things that are good and right. Little appreciation, little thankfulness expressed. None willing to say thank you for the courtesies of life, for the blessings of life, and particularly as far as thanking God. May I give you this thought? Have you ever done it? I challenge you to do it. The next time that you're in a restaurant, or in any place of public dining, will you carefully watch and see how many, before they begin eating their food, give thanks to God before they partake of it. Beloved, it is a joy, but it is an exceptional thing. But it is a joy to see anyone, wherever I've been, willing to bow their head in quiet thanksgiving and appreciation to God for even the food that they eat. And there's so many other things. Men, you and I should be thankful we are alive. You and I should be thankful for the strength that we have. You and I should be thankful for all the blessings of life, even in a material way. But most of all, may I quote the words of dear Paul in 2 Corinthians 9:15. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. I wonder if you can say with me, thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so rich, so free. Beloved, look, let me please again illustrate it. We are not a thankful people. We have a national day of thanksgiving, yes. But isn't it strange? No longer by the ruling of the Supreme Court of this land can our children lift up their voices in thanksgiving to God in their schools according to the interpretation of the Supreme Court of this country. Beloved, it's one of the signs of the end of the age. Unthankful. And along with it, naturally follows unholy. Unholy. Not only ungrateful. Unholy. The things that are sacred, the things that are holy, not appreciated, not even wanted. My radio friend, I challenge you. Will you take the word of God as we are reading it and speaking from it, and will you diligently note that these conditions prevail? Watch them. But God grant they don't prevail in your heart and your soul. I trust that you belong to Christ, and that contrary to these things, you will be his for his glory. Shall we pray? Father in heaven, we lift our hearts. We've touched upon some practical things that are taking place. May thy Spirit use the teaching of these words for thy glory and the blessing of people. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.